Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
The courtroom will never be the same. Let's go in-depth with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull. So, Ed, how has COVID-19 impacted the work at your office?
I think, like everyone, it's been challenging and you've had to adapt. For our office, that meant for a little bit of time, some of the attorneys and support staff work from home. Since the middle of May, everyone has been back here at our new office at East Elementary School. And we have slowly over time started to adapt and change to the court initiatives and directives that we've had on how we can open back up to the public. And that's what we have slowly been doing. And this week, today, we're doing this interview on a Monday, July 13th. And the court system, we are approved to be operating as close to normal as possible.
And this is a statewide mandate.
There were a bunch of steps and hoops, for lack of a better term, that we had to hop through, and we were approved to open today. I'm not sure whether or not every courthouse has been authorized to regain full operations like we have.
And it's made more difficult for you because you're not in the courthouse because of renovations going on there. You're at East Elementary along with a lot of other offices, and there's been lots of changes. I don't want to go into all of them, but what are the most significant ones that the public should know?
Well, I will say this, Bob. Quite honestly, I think being at East Elementary School during this time has been helpful. And let me explain why. We had the fire marshal and emergency management come through and give us a maximum occupancy for each courtroom. Here at East Elementary School, that's the number is 10, and we probably will talk about some of the problems that causes. But if you think about the courthouse over on the square, our maximum occupancy would have been more. But I'm not certain it would have been significantly more because it takes into consideration the square footage of the room, but also tables and chairs and all the other things that make up part of a courtroom. And our classrooms turned into courtrooms are bare bones. And so there aren't a lot of tables. There isn't a lot of space. There aren't the traditional benches that you see in a courtroom. So although the number's low, it's probably fairly similar to what the number would be over in the historic courthouse. But what we do have here is the benefit of additional classrooms. So one of the things that court administration wants us to do is have staging areas. People cannot be waiting outside in the hallway. Whereas, Bob, as you know, you would come to court and you would look at the rotunda and there'd be attorneys and defendants and members of the public there, members of the media there. That isn't allowed any longer. There can be no loitering in the hallways. So we are directing people to go to staging areas. We have that availability here at East Elementary School. I don't know where our staging area would have been at the courthouse. And so now if you're a member of the public, if you have court, you will check in at the clerk of court and you'll be directed to go to a staging room. In that staging room, you'll find a 75-inch TV that will have a closed-circuit television of the courtroom. So you'll be able to see and hear what's going in the courtroom just as if you were in it. In addition, we now have an intercom system. When it's your time to go to court, deputy will page you to the courtroom and you can go down there. The staging room has a number of chairs. They are socially distanced. We sat down with a tape measure at 6 feet and put the chairs where they needed to be. So, you know, it may in fact be the silver lining that we're here. We may have been able to open sooner because we were here. We have a lot of hurdles to overcome. The space is problematic from the standpoint of just if you're only allowed to have 10 people in a courtroom at once and you reduce that by 3 right off the get-go by having a judge, a court reporter, and a bailiff in there. So now you're talking about 7 people. 7 people, and you say that my staff at a given Tuesday or Friday for court service, we may have 4 attorneys in the courtroom. Well, we can't anymore. Because if you have 4 attorneys in the courtroom plus 7, you can't have a defendant and an attorney. So the way in which we're going to do court may be changing forever, and that will be, I think, a reduction in the number of personal appearances you're going to see in court for people. The number of attorneys that I think have adapted to being online and doing Zoom meetings and doing court by going to using GoToMeeting. I think that this COVID-19, I think it has changed industry one way or another. But I think the court system will be radically changed because of what we've had to adapt and do moving forward.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull about how the courtroom has changed because of the pandemic. Okay, I understand like Zoom meetings for something short, like for an initial appearance or something, but you can't do Zoom meeting jury trials and social distancing regulations that would seem to be very difficult to do.
I think you've identified the only thing that cannot be done through a Zoom meeting. We have done guilty pleas. We have done contested sentencing, sentences that you had victims testify in. One of the cases, if you recall, we handled for Polk County last year. We got appointed by Mr. Sarcone up there, which was a kidnapping and a domestic violence case. And we handled that entire negotiations remotely with defense counsel. We did the guilty plea and we did a sentencing, and the defendant was sentenced to 40 or more years in prison. So the court system has adapted to say that literally going to prison for the next 40 years, you don't have to appear in a courtroom to do that. Your personal presence can be waived. So for those folks who have been unfortunate enough to go through our criminal justice system, perhaps it was an OWI, for example, and they knew they had to make an initial appearance, and then they showed up to court for an arraignment, and then maybe there were one or two pretrial conferences, and then they had to go back to court to meet with their attorney to do a guilty plea and then come back to court again for sentencing. None of those, that type of case involves no requirement for a person to go to court anymore. There is no need for your attorney to come down here and talk with us. We can do all those things over the phone and over the computer if need be. So quite honestly, this has demonstrated, with the court system allowing arraignments online, guilty pleas online, sentencings online, even for felonies, Class B felonies, the only thing that we have demonstrated that we need to be in person for is the jury trial. And that changes everything about how the way court is done.
Well, for some of it, I understand, in the sense that if it's non-controversial, let's say that it was a speeding case where the deputy said I was going faster than I say, you know, there's not a lot of big implications for that except for the size of my fine. But for some kinds of things, you need to, let's just focus, say, on jury trial, since it's the most complex. Having sat in and witnessed a lot of jury trials, you need to see everybody. You need to see the face of the victim. You need to see the reaction of the defendant. You need to be able to look at what the jury, for me, I need to see what the jury's doing. I need to see what the attorneys are doing. It can't be done via Zoom, I would think.
Well, and I would think so as well. And there has been a lot of people working on developing protocols and procedures to have jury trials again. I have had an opportunity, as I think most county attorneys, to look at the proposals that have come forward. And they're incredibly problematic. They will be things that will have to be done will radically change the way in which we have trials. I'll give you an example. Normally, we have a jury trial. We bring in, depending on the nature of the case, anywhere between 75 and 100 jurors. Now, I think for most people, other than religious services, They can't think of a place that they've been recently where there's been 75 or 100 people. The whole, we don't have the space. As I indicated, you know, we're not in the rotundas. We're not loitering outside of courtrooms. That 75 to 100 people will be, I think, reduced to a more manageable number. Maybe it's 10 or 15 people. And so if you had jury duty, normally everyone would report at 9 o'clock on Monday morning. I don't think that's the way it's going to be moving forward. I think 15 people, jurors 1 through 15, will report at 9 o'clock. And you'll have jury selection process from 9 to noon. Then the next 15 people would come in, and they would have selection from 1 to 4. And then the next day we would do it again. And in the afternoon we'd do it again. And so I think that the amount of time it will take to have a jury picked will be 3 to 4 times as long as it was initially. Now, there's been some recommendations made to shorten that process. Here in Iowa, we're fortunate of the fact that the attorneys are the ones completing jury selection. I particularly like that. I think that there's no better way to introduce yourself to a jury and get another person to answer questions honestly and truthfully, and sometimes in a way that could be deemed controversial, than to have a conversation with them one-on-one. There are other jurisdictions across this country where attorneys don't participate in the jury process. Either the judge completes it based on their own prerogative, or attorneys are allowed to submit questions to judges who then will ask the questions. So I think we may see changes in the procedure to shorten that process. We're also mindful that moving forward that the jury will not be limited to just what would be the traditional jury box. You can't socially distance 14 people in a jury box. And so the layouts of our courtrooms are going to most likely change. It may be something as dynamic and dramatic as the attorney's backs are to the judge, because now the jury is seated where the public used to sit, and so out in the gallery as a whole. That's because you can stagger 15 or 16 people if you have multiple alternates in the entire gallery. And so how the courtroom is laid out, where is a witness box, where is the court reporter sitting, all those things may change, because when you're presenting a case to the jury, they're the most important people. So they're going to be in the spots that matter, and the judge and the attorneys will be, you know, put where they need to be to accommodate the needs of the jury.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Marion County Attorney Ed Bull about how the courtroom has changed because of the pandemic. Well, there's a lot of, but some of the bigger cases, there's been lots of family and friends, lots of media, and so that's all gone.
I don't know. Look, our courthouse is open to the public. Our courtrooms are open to the public. But how that is going to take place moving forward is, I think, going to look different. Whether or not it's going to be that the court is somehow going to be on a closed circuit television, and you may have family members of the victim who are located in one part of the courthouse, and maybe family members of the defendant in other places, members of the media maybe somewhere else. We know in the very short period of time the states have been trying this that there have been some jurisdictions that have just said, okay, we'll have a YouTube channel. And we'll put court online. And very quickly, I think we learned that was a terrible idea for witness and victim safety. That, you know, in the past, sometimes you use informants, you may use those type of things, and having their face online can be problematic. And so I think some of the places that used to have YouTube streaming proceedings live, even just in the last 30 days, have realized that they've put witnesses' safety in jeopardy, and they've now backed off doing that, because you need to actually come to court and see who's in the courtroom, who's testifying, those type of things.
Okay, so we don't have a lot of time left, but you've had some jury trials delayed, and you have some, and I don't want to talk specific ones, but you've got some big jury trials coming up. What's going to happen with them?
Bob, at this point, we, as I've said over and over again, every rule that is written in our criminal justice system is set to protect the rights of defendants. And so it will not surprise me in one iota. We will do a couple different things. First is, your right to speedy trial has been modified. It used to be 90 days, now it's 120. The date that your right to speedy trial starts, for some folks, it hasn't started yet. And so I think if person demanded a speedy trial right now, that trial will not be tried until November, December, or even January of next year. So we have some time to figure it out. The other thing I will tell you is that early April, one of the things that I was tasked with was finding alternative jury sites. And so we've explored whether or not it's memorial halls or auditoriums or gymnasiums of schools, because we're mindful of what this process may look like and we want to have alternatives. I know, for example, there is a major trial that was supposed to take place in Dallas County, a homicide trial with multiple defendants. There were some, they were going to need to bring in hundreds of jurors. And they looked at using a fire station and pulling the 7 fire engines out of the largest fire station on the Dallas County side of West Des Moines and just setting up chairs 6 feet apart and doing the trial in there. So some of the pomp and circumstance and the majesty of the courtrooms, they may look very different moving forward, because right now what we need is space, and a lot of it. And quite honestly, a shell of a building that you can just set up the courtroom, and what the needs are of one trial may be vastly different of another. And so there's a lot of work to be done. And there are a lot of people working hard to try to figure this out. And of course, as we learn more things about this virus, and we will continue to adapt and change. It's all we can do. That's what the public needs and deserves, and that's what we're going to provide them here in Marion County. The last thing I would say, Bob, is if you have court, you now need to start to come to court. Over the last several months, we had a lot of people who just didn't show up, and that was to be expected. There was a lot of the unknown. What I would say now, though, is if you have court, and you know you have court, you need to be contacting the clerk of court and or your attorney, because moving forward, we need people to start to come back to court and to take care of their legal issues.
Thanks to Ed Bull for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.